Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, as always, as we enter into your word, let that light shine in our hearts. Give glory to your name. We give you praise and honor. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that enables us to understand this word, put it into practice. Glory to God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Jesus, in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 13, gave a parable of the sower. But he said that seed that fell among the wayside represents somebody that hears the word, has no understanding. And because he has no understanding, then the birds of the air, which is the devil, cometh and catches away the word from his heart. Now, so we don't want to be like that. We want to make sure. So understanding is so key when we hear the word of God. That's why you hear me quote it every time. I say the entrance of your word, you know, gives light and gives understanding to the simple. It's so important that we have that understanding. Today, run through troops and leap over walls. Hallelujah. And break down barriers. Well, the title of the room was not long enough to have all of that. So I had run through troops and leap over walls. You know, already you can see what that means. That means nothing will stop you. That means you are unstoppable. Now, a barrier is something that is put out there to impede passage. You know, you can't go through, you know, like when they are doing road walks and so forth like that. They block the road is blocked. Or they put something there and you can't go through. So the intention is to make sure you don't go through. You don't pass through. That's the intention for barriers. You know, troops, you know, they're there to make sure you don't get through either, you know. I mean, can you imagine if the government or the law enforcement agency, if they're expecting a riot or they are dealing with that, they'll bring out their troops. You know, they'll set up, you know, some kind of a defense line. And they will also have barricades in there. But they don't want the people to get through. Maybe they're protecting, you know, some important building, the Capitol, or maybe something else. You know, and they'll do that. You know, and then, of course, you know, there are, you know, just all kinds of things that will come up against us from time to time. They're like walls all around us. I mean, hemmed in, hedged in, you know, sometimes it's just like, you know, we can't just get over this, you know, get over these things. And, you know, but here is the lesson today. I'm going to start with, you know, a simple punchline, taken even from the title of the room, you know. Now, you are either, this is, you know, this is the posture that I want us to develop and adopt. You know, I'm either going to, you know, run through the troops if the troops are there. I'm going to leap over the wall if there's some wall there. Joel's army, you can read that. He said, look, they leaped over walls. They run through troops. They do all these things. You know, and, or if you put some barricade in front of me, I'm either going to bulldoze it. You know, plow it down, break it down, get around it somehow, but I am not stopping. I am going through. Hallelujah. You're going through. And so, you know, we'll read a few testimonies from some people in the Bible that knew how to break through troops. My goodness. And powerful people. I'm going to be talking about David's mighty man and David himself. You know, and here's what the Lord says to us right away. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. The Lord doesn't want anything to prevent our passage. The person and forces that want to prevent your passage, that's the devil and his cohorts. They don't want you to go through, but the Lord wants you to go through. and you will go through. Hallelujah. You strap on in your mind this winner's attitude and you say, look, nothing's going to stop me from going through. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter to me one way or another. Put up anything you want, but I am most certainly going through. Glory to God. Isaiah 62 and verse 10. Go through the gates. Hallelujah. Yea, ye the way of the people. Well, the leaders have to do that, but even each person has to go through. Cast off the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard. So here are some testimonies from David. And I love David's stories in the Bible. Powerful young man. And last week, the word of the Lord said, those that be weak among you shall be like David. And the one that is feeble shall be like Samson. My goodness. If you are weak and you are like David, whatever happens when you are strong? If you are feeble and you are like Samson, my goodness, that Samson guy, he can go up against he can run after 1,000 foxes, light up their tails, and do all these things. His story. I might touch on some of them today because they're really good stories. Anyway, Psalm 18 and verse 29. This is David's testimony, and the story of David up and down every which way. All of his conflicts, all of his accomplishments, the battles and things like that. He was battle tested, and I hope I have some battle tested believers in the house today. By thee, I have run through a troop. And by my God, I have leaped over a wall. Now, that's his testimony. What is your testimony? What's your testimony? When you see a troop, does your heart faint? David said, look, they may surround me. All nations, well, yours may not be all nations, but whatever, all kinds of problems surrounds you. How do you deal with it? And hosts should encamp against me. War should rise up against me. Psalm 27 and verse 3. I will be confident still. Doesn't matter. I'm going through. I am not. None of these things will stop me. We read, some of that yesterday. This is actually a continuation of some of the stuff we did yesterday. But I want to bring this perspective. Psalm 118. Glory to God. And he said in verse 10, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Doesn't matter to him. They compass me about. Yeah, they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They compass me like bees, but they are quenched like the fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Psalm 144, verse 1. He said, look, the Lord is the one that teaching my hands to do these things. He's my strength. He teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And the story of David, he wouldn't back down from anybody. In 1 Samuel 17, this young teenager, I think he might have been at that time, his brothers, Eliab and the rest of them, they went out to war. He kept the father's sheep. And one day the father said, go check out on your brethren and take some of these cheeses to the captain of their host. And see how they do. Bring their pledge back to me. Their pledge means, take something of them that they will show, give to me that they are alive and they are well. And they are coming back home to me. So he sent a little young man over there. Before he gets there, Goliath and the Philistine army are making mockery of everybody. Goliath comes out. He said, look, there's no need for all of us to fight and just, try to kill each other. I'll represent my army. You choose you a champion. Represent your side. Let just the two of us do it. And you know, let's put it together, just the two of us. Let's come out here. He can fight me. If he defeats me, then our armies will surrender to you. But if I defeat him, then your armies will surrender to us. Well, the man knew that he was bigger than everybody else. He was kind of a bully, you know, like that. And so, he knew nobody would take the challenge. And he knew they had a better chance of winning if he was one-on-one like that. But if it was company to company, there would be slaughter on every side. You know, you can't go into battle and just come out clean. Somebody is going to get killed on either side. So he just said, well, he put out this plan. And so nobody would accept the challenge. David comes along. Hey, what's happening? Everybody said, this and that. They told him what's going on. And he's asking around, what's going on? And his oldest brother come around and say, hey, what are you doing here? I know the pride of your heart. You come here to check out the war and the battle instead of, where did you leave those sheep? Who's watching over them? And David said, what battle? I don't see any battle going on here. All I see is a bunch of cowards. Hallelujah. I don't see any battle. I don't hear any battle cry. I don't see anybody putting the battle to the fight, or fight to the battle here. All I see is everybody cowering in the corners and so on. And he's going around and his brother is furious against him. Go home. And I say, why? I'm not going anywhere until I get to the bottom of this. So he keeps asking, say, look. And everybody say, look, this man has been challenging the armies of Israel. And none of us can. I mean, look at the man already. So David said, okay, what's going to be done to this man? To the person that can take this man out. And then he told him a lot of things. So he keeps asking, and say, well, I can do this. So let me say, tell the king. The king said, they said, look, there's a young man here, that's running off his mouth, and so on. King calls him in. Of course, David was already anointed, by the Lord to be king himself, but not quite yet to the throne. So King asked him, King Saul asked him, are you out of your mind? You are just a youth. Look at this man. He's a man of war from his, since he was a child. I'm a buyer, everything. He said, look, this man, he has defied the armies of the living God. So big difference in the way that David and the rest of the people approached this thing. Everybody said, this man defied the armies of Israel. David said, no, this man has defied the armies of the living God. So right away, David is making it God's fight. When you make it God's fight, God will stand up for you. David and the rest of them, Hezekiah, Jehoshaphat, they all knew how to do that. So anyway, King tries to give him his armor. You know the story, but it's a good story, so let's enjoy it. Put this on him, put that on him, and so forth. But, he said, he tried it, actually, and he didn't feel comfortable. He said, look, I can do this. When I kept my father's sheep, don't let your heart think that, this thing. When I kept my father's sheep, I tell you what, a lion came up against one of them. Came up against the flock, took one of them and so forth. And I went after that and I said, not on my watch. And I got in the hand-to-hand combat with that thing. And I killed him and delivered the kid out of his mouth. You did what? He said, yeah. He said, and it wasn't only the lion. I tell you what, a bear rose up against me as well in the same way. Took one of the kids from the flock and I delivered it out of his mouth. And I slew both the lion and the bear. The king said, what? I said, well, the Lord that did deliver those into my hands, this Philistine, uncircumcised guy, he will be as one of them. Now, this young man, he was unstoppable. Ammo, try this on, try that, wouldn't work. Said, look, I got to go back to the place that I'm comfortable with. Glory to God. As a lesson right in that one. Go back to what works for you. the stream, the wilderness, that's what worked for him. That's where he wrote some of his Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside the still waters. So he went back to the place that was comfortable. His, zone. That was his comfort zone. Went back to there. Said, yeah, don't worry about it. Give me some time. I'll be right back. He went back to the place. He looked at the stream. He looked at the place where he got the victory over the lion. Looked at the place where he got the victory over the bear. He said, yeah, hallelujah. I can do this. I remember the testimony of the Lord right here. Here's why I got the victory over the lion. I remember the testimony of the Lord right here is where I got the victory over Goliath. Over the bear. Well, the Lord gave me the same thing. So I picked out a couple of, five stones and so forth from the brook. He said, well, let's do this, Lord. We can do this. So he goes back and said, you ready? I said, yeah. I said, well, you're not going to take the ammo? No. That stuff doesn't work. I can't even move in that stuff. But don't worry about it. I got this. Glory to God. And everybody is looking at him. His brothers are fuming. This young man is going to get himself killed. And he's going to get all of us to become slaves to these army. What's he doing? David goes out against Goliath. The man looks at him with disdain. Am I a dog? Yes, you are. Am I a dog that should come out against me with a stave? Because David had his shepherd's rod in his hand. And he has his pouch with five stones and a sling in his hand. That's all he had. This man has his shield and armor and everything, even his, a sword bearer. And he said, look, I'm going to feed you. And the man said, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to feed you to the fowls. And David said, well, we'll see about that. Hallelujah. You come against me with spears and all of these things, but I come against you in the name of the Lord, whose armies you have defied. My goodness. We want some people that can have that spirit of David. Bold like that. Where the armies and everybody else, those who are trained in battle, those who are trained in warfare, they were afraid. Yet this man, young man who's never been in that kind of conventional battle, was not afraid. Well, he's been in a few battles of his own. Hallelujah. And he said, look, the Goliath is going to be like one of those others. And he went out, and you know the rest of the story. There was only one area in that big Goliath's skin that was unprotected. And he had the mask, he had everything, but there was just one area here on his eyes, between his eyes and his forehead, that was unprotected. And David, he took that sling. My goodness. Say, Lord, guide my hands. Hoo, hoo, hoo. And the Lord guided his hands. It was like an arrow. Straight! To the center of this man's forehead. My goodness. And the force of it. In fact, I believe the angel of the Lord sped that thing along. Boom! Hit this guy. Knocks him over to the ground. He couldn't shake it off. A man that big, he would have shaken that thing off. But he couldn't shake it off. Because the Lord was with David. David ran to him. Because David didn't have a sword. took this man's sword. David couldn't even carry the thing hardly, but he managed with both hands get a hold of this man's sword while the man was down and finished him off. Hallelujah. That's how you do it. You finish off the devil, you finish him off. Oh my. And everybody began to sing. And look, you hang around people that have some tremendous power long enough, and you may have some, it may rub off on you as well. David's mighty man in 2 Samuel, it begin to rub off, on them as well. There were many of them that could run through troops and leap over walls and do these great things. So let's pick up some of the story in 2 Samuel 23. They are called David's mighty men. Hallelujah. Now, say these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, he said, the man who was raised up on high. This is like a poem here. It's very nice. and the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. My goodness. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and so on and so forth. So David, I mean, he always liked to sing unto the Lord. Shall be as the light of the morning, the light of the morning. That's why we come out here every morning, as when the sun rises, a morning without clouds. What do you see morning after morning? You see a morning that's without clouds. Do you see a shining, beautiful day, or do you see a gloomy day? What do you see when you look in that mirror? I've been saying it over the last couple of weeks. What do you see when you look in that mirror? Do you see a gloomy, a sad, depressed face, or do you see a bright, shining, confident, buoyant face? I say, no, we're not doing any of that depressed stuff. We're going out in that joy of the Lord today. Glory to God. You know, and so if you read the rest of these story here, we're going to talk about some of his mighty men. Hallelujah. Mighty men of David. I mean, he began to name some of them, like the Tekoamite, and many of them he named over here. The Adino, there was Dodo. Many of them. And they did great things. You know, one man lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. I mean, how does one man, let me tell you this now. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. You know, they were like David. They could do great things. Some of them even incredible things, even more so than David. The Tachmonite, a certain seed, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at once. I mean, some people don't know that these stories are in the Bible. How do you, we heard the stories of Samson, which everybody knows, but little known, are these stories here, right, in 2 Samuel 23. How do you go up against 800 persons with spears, that are coming up against you and shields and so forth, and you only have one spear, and you are one person? How can you slay, 800 soldiers at once? One man! My goodness. And these are people who run through troops. They don't not think, they don't care whether you are 100, 1,000 or anything. These people, they go up against you in the name of the Lord. They hung around David long enough. There was also Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men, which are David. He defied the Philistines, and he defied them. He just went out. These people, read their story. They went out. He went out and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. This man, these people, my goodness, they run through troops to do everything. One time, even in the same story, one time David said, look, I thirst for the waters of, Jerusalem and so on. How I wish, these people, one of them said, well, we'll get it. But, the Philistines, they had captured the place. They had gone around the city. They're taking the city siege and so forth. And David just remembered, it's been a long time that I, had, some of the waters of, Bethlehem, and the well of Bethlehem and so forth, which is by the gate. Oh, how I wish that I could drink of that again. And so these three mighty men, they ran through the troops. Hallelujah. They broke through the troops of Philistines. Nothing would stop them. And they got to that well. They drew that water out. My goodness. Nobody could stop them. They would do it anyway. They brought it to David. And David said, oh, my goodness. You guys did that? You risked your life for that? I said, well, I will give it as a sacrifice to the Lord. But these people, they ran through troops just like David. They leap over walls just like David. Read the rest of this chapter. Powerful stuff, that you know, that, you know, David and his men, they went through from time to time and all the things that they did. I mean, these are people that could say that, you know, they ran through troops. They could say that, you know, they leaped over walls. They most certainly could say that. So here is our challenge to us today. What is your testimony? Can you run through troops? Or when you see troops, will your heart melt? What happens when you see even walls? You know, what happens when you see things that are trying to hold you back? Barriers, roadblocks, and different things. What do? I often ask people, I said, look, if you're going somewhere important, you know, like you got to go to the airport to catch your flight. And as you're going, you get to the place and it says roadblock and no passage. What are you going to do? Are you going to turn back home or are you going to just sit there and say, well, the road is blocked, I'm not going, there's no way to go? Or are you going to turn back and go home because the road is blocked? You know, nobody in their right senses do that. Yet, in our lives, we really do that. You know, just because you meet some roadblock, many people give up. They just give up. Mentally, they give up. But you would not do it in the natural. If you are going down to somewhere and the road is blocked, would you just sit there and say, road is blocked? No. Even the people who are doing the construction, most of the time they put a sign out there to give you a detour. But you'd find another way because you need to get to where you're going. You're not going to just let that roadblock keep you from getting to where you're going. You need to get to where you're going and you're going to find another way. You know, this road is blocked. You look for another way. You know, we do that in the natural. You know, for things that we don't even think about in the physical. Now, well, we need to apply the same mentality to the things that we deal with in our lives. That's right. You know, because there are many, many times that you are going to have roadblocks, you know, and you're going to have these things that are put there so that you don't get through. That's what those roadblocks are, you know, to impede passage, to prevent passage. You know, and what are you going to do about it? I mean, when you see a mountain that you can't climb, what are you going to do about it? Then go around it if you can't climb it. Praise God. One way or the other, you know, and I told, you know, right from the time that I was a young man by the grace of God, I said to the devil, you know, you put up any roadblock in front of me, I'm going to bulldoze it down. You know, you get out of my way because I'm coming through. I'm going to knock you over. Don't stand in my way. You get out of my way because, you know, I'm coming through. I'll knock you down anyhow. You know, look, I got that power. As a song we used to say, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. I've got the power in the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, I cannot be defeated, cause I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Do you have the power? Do you know that you cannot be defeated? Is that your testimony? Or are you going to let the devil just cheap shot you? Take an advantage, you know. Look, when I was a young man, I got into a few fights. You know, I wasn't always this, quiet person. Well, I'm still not quiet, but I wasn't this, you know, easygoing, not throw a punch kind of guy. I was a small guy, but, you know, I had to get me some. There were some bullies that I wouldn't put up with. I didn't even know the Lord, but I knew that bullies were not good. I got into a few fights, you know, and I needed to always get me some, you know, you could punch me, give me a black eye or whatever, but I'm going to get me some. You know, I'm not going to stay down and let somebody punch all over me. I'm getting, this was my mentality when I was a young man. I didn't know that you shouldn't always get into a fight. I learned that later, there are better ways of doing things. But as a young man, I wasn't going to let anybody push me over. Look, one time, the angel of the Lord came to Gideon. And there was a fire in his bones that the angel saw. And the man said to him, look, thou mighty man of valor. And the man said, mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with us. If the Lord be with us, how come, you know, this Midianite are having a field day with us? You know, and we have to hide here. And so on. And the Lord loved the fire that was in him. God said, look, I can use that. Glory to God. Look, there are some things that God can use. You know, and, you know, there are some things that we have to get rid of too. You know, some bad habits and bad things and stuff like that. You know, so, but, you know, as I grew up and I learned that, you know, I shouldn't get into those fights anymore. You know, but I learned how to fight a better fight. Glory to God. You know, now, you know, I'm still the same way. I'm going to let the devil, you know, no way, no, sir, no way. You know, you give me a devil. No, that's not going to happen. I'm not taking any punches. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. So don't let that devil play ping pong or throw you. Look, you know, you strap up your mind. That's why the Bible says, you know, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians chapter 6, you know, put on this whole armor, suit up. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, in the day of battle, look. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10. Let's read it together. You know, if you faint in the day of adversity, then it means that your strength, you know, is small. Your strength is small, but your strength should not be small. In the book of Joel, it says, let him that is weak say, I am strong. Read about the armies. They can climb through walls. Hallelujah. They can leap over things. They can do any, I mean, nothing is going to stop them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the kind of testimony we need to have. You know, the Lord allowed the book of Hebrews chapter 11 to be written. Right? And they wrote a lot of things about the exploits that these people had, that they did, you know. And, you know, the question though is this. When the Lord, you know, brings out the books that are being written, remember, the book of Malachi said, they that spoke often one to the Lord heard it, wrote in a book of remembrance. When the Lord brings the books, on what is being written about you, what will it say? Will it say that, you know, time will fail me to tell of, you know, Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and all of these people who through faith subdued kingdoms? Will it say stuff like that about you? Will it put your name in there and say, look, these people, they subdued kingdoms. They ran through troops. They leaped over walls. They broke down barriers. Nothing would stop them. I mean, what is being written about you? You know, let's read a little quick something about this Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Let's pick it up from, you know, like verse 7 or so. You know, these Joel's army, you know, he said, look, you know, the faces of people be much pain before them. All faces gather darkness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall. I mean, run through troops, climb through walls. They march and they will not break their ranks. You know, they got there's order in the army of God. You know, some people don't like discipline. They don't like to obey anything. That doesn't work in the kingdom. There's order. Hallelujah. You know, now they won't thrust over, you know, one another. They won't jostle and so forth position. People are always jostling for position in these days. They are not going to make it into that Joel's army. They're always trying to be what they are not. Jesus said in Matthew 23, you Pharisees, you sit in the seat of Moses. Try to be what God didn't make you. It's not going to happen. Hallelujah. Somebody is always trying to be what God doesn't didn't make them. It's not going to work. In this army, they know their business and they know their, you know, roles, you know, and so forth like that. But look, they can leap through walls. They can run through troops. They can jump over mountains. You know, it says here in verse 9, they run through and through to the city, run upon the wall, climb up on the mountains. I mean, nothing can stop them. Hallelujah. An unstoppable force. Glory to God. That's what we want us to be. You know, there was a story of Joshua and Caleb, which you know. I mean, we've told that story multiple times in this room. I'm not going to read it today, but I'll just refer to it. You know, maybe one or two verses I will read. But Numbers, between Numbers 13 and Numbers 14, I'll give you some verses for quick reference. In Numbers 13, you can read verses 26 to about 31. And in Numbers 14, you can read verses 6 through about 9. But you know the story. Everybody else came back and said, we can't do it. We can't go up. We're like grasshoppers. I mean, these people, they are giants. They will consume us away. there was a man called Caleb. And yet another one called Joshua. These people, they take no prisoners. They, you know, look, you know, they said, we can do it. And we will do it too. Because the Lord has already promised us that we can do it. We're not like grasshoppers. Don't you listen to these people. We're not like grasshoppers. We are strong. And we can do it. And we're going to have these people for lunch. I love that. First time I read that, that thing just cracked me up. You know, I know they say it here in the U.S., but maybe they got it from the Bible. Say, these people are bread for us. We'll have them for lunch. My goodness. And they said, look, we are able and let us go up at once. You know, and there's a song we sing about that. We're able to go up and take the country and all of that stuff, you know. And they said, look, the land which we search through, you know, it's a good land. If the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into the land. And it's flowing, you know, don't rebel against the Lord, they told him. Look, he said in Numbers 14 and verse 9, he said, look, don't you rebel against the Lord. Don't fear these people, for they are bread for us. We're going to have them for lunch. Their defense departed from these people, you know, they were men of war. And I tell you what, you know, this Caleb, when he was 85 years old, he came out when Joshua was dividing the land. And he said, look, you know, I want this mountain over here. Give me this mountain. My goodness. I'll tell you something, too. You know, when I was 40 years old, you know, I went out. You know the story. And you know what the man of God said, you know, because I wholly followed the Lord. I was not like the rest of the people that doubted the Lord. Yeah, you know that, you know, and how I went out. And he said, look, I'm 85 years old today, but I'm still as strong as I was 40 years ago to go in and out for battle. And these are people that would not be denied. And may the Lord make you like Caleb. That at 85 years old, you will still be as strong as you are at 40. Hallelujah. Or if you are 50 now, you'll be still as, you know, strong as you were when you were in your 20s. May the spirit of Caleb be upon everyone that's in this room. Power like David. Power like Samson. Power like this, you know, this men of war and the mighty men and so forth. How did they do it? Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. It's not by their own might or power. It's by the spirit of the Lord. But what you know is once that spirit of the Lord comes upon you, or you have that spirit, you know, in the olden days, like Samson, you know, he used to bestir himself. The spirit of the Lord come upon him and we do great exploits. You know, some of the children cartoons and, you know, stories that they read, maybe they read it from there. You know, how somebody can turn from something to a mighty man and so forth, you know, and all these things. Well, Samson was like that. You know, him just turning to, you know, this thing. I mean, it was incredible. It was a one-man wrecking machine when he got going. You know, he had, you know, and all that. you know, and he knew how to stir up himself. Well, he did all of that until, you know, he lost his power by giving out his secret. But even at the end too, you know, he leaned against, you know, the pillars of the Colosseum and brought everything down. And in one day, he killed more people than he killed all his life. I mean, these were men of valor, you know, and so on and so forth. So, you know, let's put on strength. Put on strength. This is the way that Paul put it out. He said, look, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Paul didn't exactly say, you know, the Lord can do all things through me. We already know that. You know, so, but look, some people say, well, you're being arrogant. No, I'm just calling it like it is. When Jesus called it like it is, he said, I'm from above, you are from beneath. You know, he just called it like it is. It's nothing arrogant about it. I'm making my boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. We read yesterday our declaration in Psalm 50 and verse 7. It said, Lord, I know the Lord God. I mean, sorry, Isaiah 50 and 7. I know the Lord God will help me. Hallelujah. I know it. I know he's with me. Glory to God. And because he's with me, who can be against me? You know, I know I can run through troops because he has enabled me. I know he's the one that teach my hands to fight, my fingers to war. I know he's the one that's giving me my feet like hinds feet, can make me to fly over all these things. I'm going to push down the enemies. Glory to God. Because the Lord already told me, I will push down, I will beat down his foes before him. My covenant shall I not depart from him. You know, I mean, that's what the Lord told Moses. I mean, said about David when he picked him in Psalm 89. He picked him already. And so David, he knew that. And he would not, you know, back down. You know, and Paul said, look, by my God, I can do the same things. You know, through my Christ that strengthens me. You know, so we know God can do all things, but we can do all things through God that strengthens us as well. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, you know, let's be overcomers. This is the victory that overcomes the world. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. You know, and the Lord said to them also, he said, go forward. You know, in Exodus chapter 14, you can read the story in verses 13 to 15. Go forward. You know, I mean, they were there at the Red Sea. And look, you know, I've talked about this from time to time. So look, you will have your Red Sea moments. And in this 2023, when you're facing your Red Sea moment, what are you going to do? Are you going to turn back in your heart towards Egypt? Are you going to grumble against the Lord? Or will you remember the great deliverances of the Lord? How he saved you with a mighty hand out of Egypt. When you are facing your Goliath, are you going to cower in the corner like everybody else? Or will you remember that testimony of the Lord over the lion and over the bear? And the Lord prepared him too, because that bear, when that bear rose up against him, was as big as that Goliath. And so when David went up against that Goliath, all he saw was the bear. And he said, this man is just like that bear, you know. And I put him down, I put this one down as well. You know, let's have power in the Lord to do these great things that the Lord wants us to do. Go through. That's our summary today. Go through. And don't let roadblocks, walls, troops, or any such thing, whatever they may be, don't let them be, you know. I mean, sometimes yesterday we dealt with sickness, disease, and all these other things, you know. But today I'm just talking in general. No matter what confronts you, no matter the evil report, no matter the anything, no matter the circumstances, no matter the things that people say, you can't do that. Says who? That's always my answer. And say, you can't do that. Says who? What do you mean I can't do that? Of course I can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And at the end of the day, after each victory, I come back and give a loud shout to the Lord. And say, blessed be the Lord, my God, who has given me victory over this situation. Hallelujah. I chop that one out, you know, into the W column and move on to the next thing. And you know, one time, I'll tell you this and then I'm going to pray. One time the Lord showed me something. And it was like climbing a series of stairs. And I've got something like this. I've got two staircases like that in my house. You go like, you know, one of them has like, you know, one is just, you know, almost a straight shot and then a little bit. But the other one is like, you know, you climb seven, you know, steps and then there's a landing and then it turns this way. You climb a few more steps. You know, you guys can visualize that. And it was like climbing the steps, you know, and when you climb the steps in this revelation, you climb the steps and you get to this landing and you think that, I've arrived. And you got to pick something up when you're there. You pick something up and you know, it's like, yeah, you know, and then the next thing you know, you lift up your eyes. Oh my goodness. There's some more steps to climb. And then you got to climb the next set of steps as well. And as you are climbing along, you drop something that you picked up at that landing. You got to go back and get it. Can't drop anything. You got to keep everything, you know, everything that you picked up. And the Lord was showing me, he said, look, spiritual maturity demands that you take with you everything that you learned before and keep taking it with you. Don't drop anything. Add to your faith. Not drop what you already learned. Don't try to learn some big thing and then you leave the little things. No. You know, whatever building block you have, if you drop it, you got to go back. That's why some people go through things multiple times because they didn't learn, you know, what they should have learned. They had to go back. You got to go back and get it. And so you go back and get it. And then when you get to the next landing, it's like, yeah, now I got there. And then you look up, I know there's more to climb. Hallelujah. You know, so until the Lord comes, we're going to keep climbing. Glory to God. Climb every mountain. Glory to God. Run through the troops. Run over the walls. Break down the barriers, whatever is in front of you, by the strength of the Lord. Glory to God. God has given us the ability to do that too. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray over the room right now. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. I thank you because we are of the stock of Caleb. We have that power. Glory to God. And the Lord has given us the power. So behold, I give you power over the power of the enemy. All of it. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You go through, you tread on serpents, you tread on scorpions. I'm giving you the power. Hallelujah. And Father, may we realize and strap on, you know, the mind of Christ every day that we got this power. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. We can run through troops. We can leap over walls. We can break down barriers. And anything that devil put in front of us, we're going to knock it down, bulldoze it, climb over it, run over it, get around it somehow. But it's not stopping us. We're going through. Hallelujah. We are going through. Go through. Go through, the Lord said. And we are going through. Ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus, you know, arise daily and go through. Hallelujah. And when you have gone through, praise God. You raise your hands up and give a glory to and shout to the Lord that you came through. And then there is more. You see, there's always more. More to come. And there's always more victories for you as well. Everything that the devil throws against you, you are going to be victorious. And then you move on. You conquer that, you move on to the next one. Hallelujah. You know, as long as we're in this flesh, we're going to have all those things, but we keep on winning. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. And we're never going to back down, you know, from the devil or anyone else. No matter what the devil throws at me, I've made up my mind. My mind is made up. Glory to God. I am not going to back down. I'm going through. I'm going to run through troops. I'm going to leap over walls. But God, you know, say, by my hands, I can, bend a bow of steel. Hallelujah. You thought only Samson could do that? David said, I could do it too. I can bend a bow of steel. David's mighty men, they could do these great things. One against 800. Doesn't matter. And one went down against the lion. And all these kind of things and so forth. So, Lord, thank you for making us strong like that. And you be strong in the Lord. And the people that do know their God, Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, the last part. they shall be strong and do exploits. Do you know your God? You should be strong and you do exploits. Exploits that are being written. Hallelujah. We're not going to be feeble. We're not going to be weak. Get that weak stuff out of here. Amen. You know, let's be strong. Put on thy strength. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. O ye daughters of Zion and ye sons of God, put on your strength. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Don't let anything or anybody keep you down or hold you back. And listen to this. In the book of 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. Quit ye mean, look, you know, get that weak stuff out of your mind. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, we thank you, Lord. The people that are with you, the Bible says they are called, you know, they are chosen and they are faithful. And they overcome the devil too by the word of the Lamb. I mean, the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They love not their lives until death. They are not afraid of anything. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, thank you for giving us the grace to be part of this great company, the Joel's army that run through troops, leap over walls, break down barriers, and we'll break through the troop and get the victory. And no matter what, the Lord has strengthened our hands to do it. May the Lord bless everyone with courage. You know, God said to Joshua and the rest of them, you know, be very courageous. Fear not, I am with you. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. I hope you enjoyed that. Glory to God. I'm going to turn it over to you for your own reaction. You know, hallelujah. We want you to be, you know, have this mind. Let this mind be in you. The mind that was in Caleb. The mind that was in Joshua. And the mind that was in David's mighty man of war. That they can break through troops, leap over walls, break in and get the victory, whatever they wanted. The mind of David, the mind of Samson. Let this mind be in you this time around. As we face whatever it is, we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Good morning and welcome to the room. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord.